This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, in the car. Did you know that a big portion of people who listen to Joy in the car, just like you? Right now, times are really tough financially, and without your support, Joy may not be around to make your drive around Melbourne fun. So tell your siblings, your workmates, heck, even wind down your window and tell someone else stuck in the traffic to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This is Saturday Magazine.
Hello, this is Neil Mitchell from 3AW. I'm a big supporter of Joy. Mac is a mate of mine, and I think you all do a great job. Independent media is crucial to this country. Joy is independent. We need Joy. We need your support for the Radiothon. Please give support, help for Joy.
Don't forget, you can support Joy in this Radiothon, or any time really. Become a member, set up a monthly subscription, or make a donation. It's very easy. Just get onto joy.org.au and follow the instructions. Now, Macca, I think we're about to move on to our next guest.
We've got a Fiona on the phone.
Another Fiona.
We've got
a morning of Fionas, isn't it?
Fiona Newton. G'day, how are you?
You're the meat in the Fiona sandwich.
Oh.
I like that.
So, Fiona Newton from Chicks Talking Footy, all of our lives have changed as a result of this virus, but the men and women who play football, their lives have changed. You know, some of them changed more than others, few of them behaving badly, I might add, but I'm interested, Fiona, so the AFL, and I don't know the figure, you might know this, but when the AFL put a lot of folk on short hours or stood them down, there was a whole lot of people there that were paid more than $1 million a year. Did you see that?
Administration staff?
Yeah.
Wow, no, I didn't see that.
Yeah, look, I don't know the number. Perhaps that's a subject for another day, but you know, players have been stood down effectively. You know, they've had their payments cut. AFL staff, AFLW. I'm interested particularly. When do you think the AFL season is going to start, and when is the AFLW? I want to call it AFLM, but we're not allowed to, are we?
Well, we can say what we like.
We can say what we like. That's right, because we're independent.
That's right, and that's why you should donate and support us. But anyway, the AFLW season got cut short, which was, to me, really tragic because, you know, these women aren't in the same category as the men when it comes to pay, and most of them have either taken leave from work or, living on a part-time income to try and play football. So they've given up a lot and sacrificed a lot. So to have their season cut short and not come out with a premier, I think, it was particularly tragic. And then the men played one round and then their season got cut at that point. So their income has been cut by 50%, and I think some of the younger rookie players have actually even had to go on JobKeeper because their income is significantly lower.
Well, they won't be the only ones on JobKeeper. We actually, Tass and I were talking about this earlier, that you're going to love this, the Liberal Party is rumoured to be applying for JobKeeper.
Wow.
So that they can keep running. Well, so that's what happens when you
Well, they are an employer, but it's
No, but that's what happens when you piss
it?
Off a former leader who donated them millions of dollars. Malcolm's not going to fund them. Malcolm's not going to fund them.
Wow. I hope not the ones that are already on a pension and an income at the same time.
Yes.
Now, Fiona, back to football. Can we expect it to return this year, seriously?
I think there's definitely a big hope now that we will. The NRL have actually announced the date of May the 28th that they are returning.
The NRL is the rugby, isn't it?
It's the rugby, and whereas the AFL have held off their announcement till May the 11th because on May the 10th, the government's going to be meeting in their national cabinet to decide on how they're going to lift restrictions. So that could change the whole way that happens because at the moment the AFL is talking about having these quarantine hubs where either all 18 clubs live in one city together or three hubs across the nation. But if they lift something like domestic travel for work purposes, well, that changes that dynamic where the league could start in a different way. It depends on what that announcement is.
So are we talking about actually like, you know, football at the MCG where we all go, you know...
No, I
didn't think so because in the absence of a vaccine, how could you possibly bring together large crowds of people to participate in an event of any sort?
Oh, no, in any sporting code, they're talking about playing without crowds.
Yeah.
So the Victorian Health Minister said don't expect to be going to the MCG this year at all. And it pretty much does depend on a vaccine coming to a week before you could gather big crowds together like that. So it's more about the money they make from the broadcasting deals and that people will be able to watch on TV. But, you know, we have played one round of AFL without crowds, and I said to the chicks, talking footy girls, you know, it felt like having a conversation with people when you're not making eye contact. There was just that kind of disconnect. You know, a goal would be kicked and there'd be no noise.
It's a bit weird, isn't it? It's a bit weird.
Yeah, it's a bit... It will take some adjusting, but if we want football, that's what we're going to have to...
Now, I know that you are like an AFL rules football person, but seriously, what's going on in our rugby sort of family? I mean, what about the treatment of Raylan Castle, for example?
Yeah, well, I think I don't follow the NRL personally, obviously, but...
Well, neither do I, but my heart just sort of bleeds for the treatment of this poor person.
Yeah, I mean, a part of it, I think it's a mixture of a little bit of bad luck, a bit of mismanagement, and a whole lot of misogyny, which seems to
be
the cocktail for me of what's going on there. And I think she's actually acted with quite a lot of integrity. So I do feel for her. She's sort of put, you know, they've used her as a scapegoat for a lot of things that are going on in that code, I think. So, yeah, a bit of a tragedy. But I just want to say one thing too.
Please.
Today's a significant day with the AFL. Usually it's the Anzac Day match, which is probably the second biggest match next to the grand final. And today they're still going to have the lone bugler going into the MCG and playing to an empty ground, and encouraging football fans to wear their colours and put photos and videos up on social media with the hashtag #Stand2. You can check out all the details on the AFL website, but there is still some kind of ceremony going on.
Oh, that's wonderful to hear.
For Anzac Day,
wonderful,
yeah.
To try to keep traditions going, even though we're doing it using technology or different platforms.
Exactly. So, today is a big day. It would normally be absolutely huge. There'd be, you know, 100,000 people at the G, but we have to do it differently, obviously, so...
Fiona, thank you very much for your time and thank you very much for coming in this morning. Well, on the airwaves anyway.
On the airwaves, yeah.
We have run out of time. But we will speak with you again as soon as we've got some more news about what's occurring with AFL and AFLW in particular.
Keep independent voices on air. Support Joy Radiothon 2020. We are you. Head to joy.org.au for more details.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.